I'm Michael St. Michaels. You may know me, and then again, you probably don't. However, I am the Greasy Strangler, and I say, life is all bullshit until you get to 30 screams or less. Then it becomes real.
Warning, 30 screams or less may contain spoilers about movies that have recently been released. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it, come back, and enjoy the show. Or, if you don't want to waste your time watching the movie and rather have two random horror dudes watch it for you, we got you covered as well. Welcome everyone to 30 Screams or Less, a horror movie podcast where we review horror movies in 30 minutes or less. Today's movie we're going to be reviewing is called 28 Years Later. It's directed by Danny Boyle, written by Alex Garland, starring Aaron Taylor-Johnson as Jamie, Jodie Comer as Isla, Alfie Williams as Spike, and Ralph Fiennes as Dr. Kelson. The plot of the movie is a group of survivors of the Rage virus live on a small island. When one of the group leaves the island on a mission into the mainland, he discovers secrets, wonders, and horrors that have mutated not only the infected, but other survivors. All right, Corey, true horror story. Looked in the mirror this morning, my beard an absolute nightmare. Dry, wild, looked like it clawed its way out of a crypt.
That's terrifying, man. Did you hit it with that beard octane?
Oh, yeah. Beard wash, conditioner, beard oil brought it back from the dead.
Fellas, don't let your beard turn into a creature feature. Keep it alive and kicking with Beard Octane.
And right now, hit beardoctane.com. Use code 30screams10. Get 10% off. Save some cash and save your beard from becoming a horror show.
Bad beard day? We've had plenty. Beard Octane's the fix. We swear by it.
Silver Scream Con 4 returns to Worcester, Mass. this September 12th through the 14th at the DCU Center. Matthew Lillard, Rose McGowan, Skeet Ulrich, Roger L. Jackson, David Howard Thornton, Damian Leone, Samantha Scafidi, Catherine Corcoran, Leah Voisey, Kane Hodder, Tyler Main, Ken Kersinger, Will Sandin, and more. Get your tickets, RIP, and weekend passes now at SilverScreamCon.com.
30 Screams or Less starts now. Corey, what did you think of 28 Years Later?
I'm so disappointed with this. After all the anticipation, 28 Years Later feels like a hollow shell of the films that came before it. The atmosphere is flat, the story lacks urgency, and it barely honors the intensity that made 28 Days and Weeks Later so iconic. It's not the sequel we waited decades for, and it's a reminder that some franchises should be left alone.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Because, yes, this movie sucks. You should... Oh, God. I'm going to post the blooper, but it's me just going off, like almost cutting a promo on this thing. But I did not like this movie. I'm watching it, and, like, nothing's getting resolved. Like you said, the story's flat. It's generic as anything. It lacks the pizzazz of, like, the first two movies. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if getting Danny Boyle back on this one was like, oh, this is going to be good because Danny Boyle is back. Didn't matter because the movie is just, it's a hollow shell of what it was supposed to be, I think. This movie, oh, God. Oh, why? What was it? 2.5 hours long? Something like that?
Yeah, the runtime
was fucking movie.
The runtime was long and it felt long. An hour and 55 minutes.
Oh, okay.
But it felt
like
longer than
four
that.
Four fucking hours.
Yeah, and it went nowhere.
It went absolutely nowhere the whole entire time. Okay, so basically, you have father and son. They're going to... Oh, actually, real quick, though. This starts off with a bang, at least.
Yeah, we got kids dying right off the bat. I was hooked.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, Corey's got to be all about this. I mean, right away, we've had fucking like 8 or 10 dead kids. And
yep.
It's a slaughter. It's not even funny. It's just an absolute slaughter. Kind of starts off the same way as 28 Weeks Later, where, you know, there's a family living in a house, the infected come into the house, kill everyone, one person gets away, that type deal. But the difference between 28 Weeks Later and this is that 28 Weeks Later is infinitely better, and 28 Days Later is an absolute masterpiece. So whatever this movie was, I don't know what they were trying to do. In my opinion, this movie...
money grab, cop.
It is just a money grab. That's all it is. An absolute money grab, or just a simple setup for the movie that's supposed to come out. So just everything in it, completely unresolved. So many things that just weren't answered, made no sense. The ending fucking ruined this movie for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you wouldn't believe. I was actually angry after I was done watching this thing. It's, ugh.
Yeah, it's because you waited so long for the third film in this franchise or whatever.
Yep.
And it was just a steaming pile of shit.
Yeah, it was. I was so optimistic, man. I was like looking forward to seeing it. I feel like I was, ready for this? Hoodwinked, bamboozled, hornswoggled.
Okay, yeah.
Conned.
A little bit.
Like everything. Oh my God. I'm glad I didn't pay for this movie in the theaters because I don't know what the fuck they were thinking, man. This has nothing to do with the acting. The acting was good,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's just the overall story. Shit was happening for... Okay, here's another one that drove me fucking crazy that made absolutely no sense. When the mother and son, they're running into that gas station that's just filled with bad CGI smoke.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, multi-million dollar budget to make this, and it looked like shit.
The CGI is something that they probably just downloaded off Evanto or whatever.
They fucking...
Yeah, just like, oh, they made just download this stock shit. What's that?
I said they made it with ChatGPT.
Yeah, they made it with ChatGPT. They just fucking threw the smoke over it, and they're like, well, that's good. That's perfect.
Which kind of sucks, yeah, in my opinion, because there were lots and lots of great shots in this movie as far as, like, the scenery goes. Like, when we get outside and they're running through that grassy area,
mm-hmm.
loved how bright the colors were. It just looked really good.
Yes.
You know, there were just the outdoor scenery in this film looked really great. And that's what, and you'll hear about this at the end, but that's one of the only reasons I didn't fucking rate this a zero.
Yeah. My main reason for not rating it like at least a one was Ralph Fiennes. Whenever he's on screen, he just elevates the movie.
Well, him, for me, it was him and Alfie Williams.
Alfie was good. Alfie, he was very good.
So yeah. It always amazes me when you have a child actor. And I mean, that kid is, I don't even know how old he is. I'll have to look it up. But he's really fucking good.
Yeah.
Believable.
Absolutely.
Like, you believe that he's actually experiencing these things because this post-apocalyptic world that he's living in, that's all he's ever known. And it's believable. His acting makes it believable.
Yeah. He was one of the better parts of this movie. Aaron Taylor Johnson, who plays Jamie in this guy just keeps getting put in these movies, and like they keep putting him as the lead, and it's just not working for some reason.
Honestly, it hasn't worked since Kick-Ass.
Yeah, it hasn't worked since Kick-Ass.
Even Kick-Ass 2 wasn't very good. Like, the first one is a classic, but then they did mm-hmm. the same thing they did with this franchise. They had to make a second one because everybody wanted it.
Yep.
And yeah, he's just been he keeps getting thrown in these roles that just as the lead, like you said. Like, he was great in Nosferatu. Was one of the more recent things I can remember him in.
See, I still haven't even watched that. I don't know what my problem is.
Yeah, I don't either. That movie was fantastic.
Was it? Okay. Well, you always quote the, you must bounce on it.
You must bounce on it. Crazy style.
So, he's good in Bullet Train.
Yeah, Tangerine.
What's that?
His name was Tangerine.
Oh, was it? Mm. Okay. Yeah, he was great in it. It sucks, man, because he's great. He's good at what he does, but I don't know what it is. Maybe he's got, like, a bad agent or something, and they're like, you know what? We got this perfect movie for you. We're going to put you in fucking 28 years later, a movie that came out 17 years after the last one, and it's going to be great. It's going to be a big blockbuster, and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, okay. And then we're left with this steaming pile of shit.
I mean, when they announced he was cast, I was just like, man, whatever. But Jodie Comer, like, I love Jodie Comer. I mean, everything she's been in great.
Yeah, she's great.
And then because I was a big fan of Killing Eve. I don't know if you watched that show.
No, I haven't.
Really great show. She's a bad person in that show for a little while. But anyways, I loved her in that. So when she got cast in this, I was like, hell yeah. But it was almost like they wasted her.
Yeah, they did. I mean, she basically had almost like Alzheimer's, but spoiler alert, she's got breast cancer and she's dying. Then she ends up just getting killed anyways.
So
or Kevorkian end.
That's another thing. Like, what the fuck? They're spending most of the movie because Isla and Spike, they break away from dad, Jamie, because he's an asshole. They escape and they're trying to find this doctor because Spike knows that his mom's really sick.
Yeah.
He looks at her. He just looks at her and diagnoses her with cancer.
Yeah. Well, he felt like lumps on her breasts and like, that's how he established she has cancer and she's dying.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay.
But yeah, like you said, and then, yeah, she got Kevorkian'd.
Yeah. So he, I don't know what he did, but so his thing was he was killing all these zombies, not zombies. I'm sorry. They're not zombies, even though someone referenced them as zombies in the movie.
I did hear that. It was like one, I tried when I was writing my notes, I'm trying not to write zombie because they're just infected. That's what they call them.
Yeah.
You know, rage infected people, but they do drop that zombie term once. And I don't believe they did that in either of the two previous movies.
No, I think maybe that was just him not being fully trained on what these things are, so he just generalized them as zombies.
Yeah, but how the fuck did they know what zombies were in this world?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, shit. I don't know. Maybe movies? Movie magic.
Movies. They've been living in this world for 28 years.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Fuck if I know. Apparently, this whole island is so cut off that they don't even know what cell phones are. That guy, Eric, that was firing his gun down into the gas station that blew up like crazy. And somehow Isla and Spike perfectly fine, even though every other friggin' infected person like ablaze.
Oh, man.
This guy's got like this influencer fiance. And I'm just like, okay, they are living in two different timelines, apparently. He's living in like the normal social media heavy world. And then Spike and his mom and his dad and all them are living like in the fucking Stone Age, having just bows and arrows and shit, which they're going to run out of those things real fucking quick. If they're out there just shooting all these infected people, they had no way of even making new arrows and they weren't even taking them with them.
And another thing I don't understand about the whole bow and arrow thing is I forget who was it, Eric, that said head and heart. Mm-hmm. He said head and heart in the beginning. And then this little asshole Spike spends the whole movie shooting him in the chest.
Yeah.
Granted, he doesn't have aim. Like, him and his dad go out in the beginning of the movie, mm-hmm. and he's trying to get him his first infected kill.
Yeah.
And he can't aim worth a shit.
No.
And
no,
then, so you know, at the end of the movie, he finally gets that headshot, but still.
Yeah, we get the headshot finally, and then we get that ending.
Speaking of the shots, so I actually, stupid. One thing I will say that I did enjoy about some of the action scenes was the arrows, because when the arrows would hit something, you had that freeze frame and it would like kind of slow down a little bit, almost like Max Payne.
Yeah.
And
you
see
like
a splatter.
That, huh?
Dude, I love that shit. I do that shit in Fortnite. You know that.
I know that, which is interesting because when I'm watching it and I'm seeing these bow and arrows just flying through these infected people's heads, I thought it was so weird how they were doing like almost this 360 deal, like Max Payne, mm-hmm. which I mean, usually is kind of cool, but I felt like it was almost overkill. And I don't know. It didn't do it for me. It just, I don't think it needed to be that chaotic. I think it could have just been a simple arrow to the head and boom, done. And just not stick with the crazy action shots. You know, maybe dumb it down a little bit. But I don't think anything could have saved this movie anyways. So it doesn't even fucking matter. Everything I recommend is not going to matter.
Nope. I mean, it might in the sequel. Like, maybe Danny Boyle's going to listen to this and take what we say into account.
Okay, so we really need to give some constructive criticism then with this movie. Because Danny, what the fuck?
Oh boy, we're going to get hate tweets now.
I just think there's a lot of fucking hokey stuff happening here that isn't adding up. Them walking from one island to the mainland.
Dude, that scene was like, they were like Moses running on the water.
Yeah.
And they're getting chased by, what was his name? Samson.
Oh, Alpha.
Alpha.
So they just call them Alphas.
They call them Alphas, the big guys. And then at the end, the doctor called the one in his area Samson or whatever.
Yeah. And he's running like there's a fucking motor on his ass. Like the water's just like,
his cheeks are clapping and he's getting pushed through the ocean or whatever they were running on.
Yeah, you'd think there would be a little bit of drag, though, with that fucking hanging bat he's got between his legs.
Yeah, dude had a hammer on him.
Dude, there was so much swinging dick in this movie.
I heard that going into it, and I really didn't believe it, but yeah, there's a lot of dick.
And you know what they're doing? Okay, switching from dick, but it's still on brand. A pregnant infected?
Oh, man, that whole scene made me laugh out loud.
I was like, what the fuck is happening? So this woman is infected and pregnant and walking around. They're all naked for some reason. Every single one of them. So they must be getting birth. They just grow up. And but this kid wasn't infected. We don't think. I have this feeling that in the next movie, he's going to be infecting people just by accident. You remember in 28 Weeks Later where the wife was like immune?
Yeah.
Okay. So she was immune and the husband kissed her and he developed the rage virus. And I think it could be something as simple as that. Like the kid kisses Jamie, who's now basically the new father on the mouth or something like that. And then he develops the rage virus.
I mean, you could go with that, but I'm curious as how much time has passed since the next one began. You know what I mean? How many years is going to be or days or whatever? Or is it going to pick up right where it left off? Which means it's going to be an infant still.
Yeah, it could still be an infant. And yeah, he's probably not going to be kissing an infant on the mouth or anything like that. I mean, you see parents do that to like kids when they're like not infants, but more like toddlers, that type deal. But who knows? Maybe it'll be a few weeks after, a few months after, something like that. And then all that shit happens. But man, it was very weird. It's very Zack Snyder-y. What's the name of that movie with the zombies that he made?
Oh, the one on Netflix?
Yeah, Army of the Dead?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, Army of the Dead.
And then there was
a
sequel.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It
wasn't even called Army. Was it?
Oh, yeah, Army of the Dead. And it has Batista in it.
What the hell was it called? So it was Army of the Dead, and there was a sequel to it, and now I can't remember what it was called.
But it wasn't really zombie-focused. It was more of a heist movie.
Yeah.
So Army of the Dead, the zombies, I guess, mutated and became more like aware, and so that way like the queen is pregnant having a zombie baby and all this stuff. I think that's kind of what's happening in this, like they're becoming more aware. They're still infected, they still have rage, but they're banging.
That kind of, it's kind of what happened in do you remember World War Z? The same thing happened to them. Like, do you remember that one scene where they were making that like mountain of zombies so they could all climb that wall?
Yeah,
same idea, becoming self-aware.
Yeah, exactly. They were just like, oh, okay, this will work.
We can get up this wall if we like stack on top of each other.
Yeah, so maybe they're going to dive into that a little bit in this next film because it's already confirmed, right?
Oh, yeah, it's called The Bone Temple. It already has a title and everything, and it comes out next year.
Do you think it's going to be focused solely around Dr. Kelsen?
Him and Jimmy.
Yeah?
I think.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Jimmy's going to be like the main focus, I think, on the next one.
Yeah, I think Jimmy is going to be the villain, and he might... what's his face? Spike might be on his side.
Oh, God. Yeah, he's probably going to join his whole crew, and then they're all going to be wearing track suits and doing parkour. And
they're going to be running around like wearing Jonathan Davis suits.
Yeah, they all have blonde hair, too. So either they're wearing wigs, they're all dyeing their hair blonde, wearing track suits, wearing jewelry, fucking flipping around everywhere, doing their parkour shit. It's the stupidest shit. It's such a dumb ending. I hate it. I don't know what the thinking was. Was it for the kids? They make a career.
No, you know what's funny? I'm reading a thing on IMDb, and there's a goof section for this.
You mean the whole movie?
Well, the whole hour and 55 minutes was one giant goof, but there's one specific goof that you kind of already alluded to. But Spike and Isla are inside the gas station, which is filled with explosive gas. A soldier tells them to get down and shoots into the gas to make it explode. And after that, Isla and Spike are totally fine. Not even their hair was burnt. That's not how physics work. Not even, not only their hair would burn away, but they probably would have had skin burns.
Yes, but they were perfectly fine. I don't get it. Yeah, that's not how physics works at all. So, yeah, I alluded to that, obviously. Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff happening in this movie. I also thought, too, that walking from the island to the mainland would take fucking forever.
No, they did it in, like, 5 minutes while getting chased. Somehow
yeah, exactly. Or, like, just going from the island to the mainland, that's going to take hours because that's not, a quick trip. Like, oh, yeah, we're just going to walk down the road a little bit and we're already on the mainland. No, that thing was fucking forever away. And somehow within those 4 hours, like, they didn't have to worry about the high tide at all. I don't know, man. This movie just didn't do it for me. I feel like an asshole shitting on it so bad.
Yeah, well, that's what we're here for. We're here to shit on stuff we don't like.
Yeah. I need to give a better critique, though, as opposed to just straight shitting.
No, you don't.
Nah, I guess I don't have to. That's how I feel about this movie. I'm just upset about it. It upset me. I don't want to be upset by a movie. But here I am. So... let's put all this aside, me shitting on everything. They finally make it to Dr. Kelsen. And I had no idea Ralph Fiennes was in this movie. And like I said, I love Ralph Fiennes. He's amazing. The Menu. Easy 5 out of 5. That was like one of our earlier films that we reviewed. Mm-hmm. And I think that might have been the first 5 of 5. He's great in nearly everything he does. I mean, even Red Dragon. I love Red Dragon. You know, the sequel.
Animal one?
Yeah.
Or Silence of the Lambs or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. It's technically a prequel. He was great in that too. So they finally make it to him. He's covered in iodine because apparently the virus doesn't like it. Being a doctor, he knows all these weird things. Yes, he was able to determine that she had cancer and that she's dying, and then he just kills her. But his whole thing is he was taking bodies, burning them, and just building this bone temple. And it's a beautiful sight in this movie, that whole bone temple
scene.
Yeah,
it looked really nice.
It looked amazing.
And then that shot with Spike climbing it to put his mother's skull at the top, I thought that was pretty cool too.
Yeah,
nice.
That was very cool. It looked really nice. Yeah, just putting her skull at the top like it's the top of a Christmas tree. Yeah, exactly. So I love that idea. I don't know where they're going to go with that, though, for the Bone Temple, especially if they're planning on building the whole movie around Jimmy. So we'll see, but maybe Dr. Kelsen will have a bigger role in the next film because he was in this for, 15, 20 minutes maybe?
Yeah, because they spent most of the movie trying to find him.
Yes, that was the whole idea. You know what they should have just done? They should have spent the whole entire movie trying to find him. And then they finally get to him. And then it leads into the next film.
I don't know.
Like, it could have just been like this whole fucking voyage to finally find a doctor. It would have been a bittersweet ending anyways of saying like, oh yeah, your mother has cancer. Sorry, kid. Gonna have to kill her now. I think the mother was more than fine with it. She wanted him to like kill her because she didn't want to fucking be a burden, I'm sure, on her kid.
Yeah, she knew she was dying.
Yeah, she already knew. She already knew she had cancer. Like, what the fuck? She would have just said to her kid before they even left, like, hey, bro, I have cancer. Probably going to be dead soon.
Well, I feel like they knew because wasn't there, or am I making this up, where Jamie made it, sort of alluded to the fact that they knew somebody who could cure her or something like that in the beginning?
I don't think they alluded that because he would have hyperfixated on it. I know that the grandfather was just like, oh yeah, hey, there was a guy that used to be here that was a doctor, but he moved to the mainland. And then as soon as the kid heard that, he's like, oh, a doctor? We need a doctor. And he hyperfixated on it.
Okay, yeah.
So I think Jamie was trying to just avoid talking about any of that. And that's when Spike was just like, do you want mom to die? Because obviously she's super sick. But what a dick, man, to be cheating on his dying wife.
Oh, I know. And then Spike saw it all.
Yep. And he's just having some lunch there.
Yeah, you were.
Going, yeah, he
gold,
was.
He's at the, yeah. What do we call it in like the first episode? Like the Golden Corral Buffet or something?
Oh, my God. What a throwback. Oh, my God. Yeah, he's visiting the Golden Corral. Having a buffet. Oh, geez. That's good. Yeah, that was a crazy scene. They got back. He shot his first infected. Now he's a man. And then they have that party for him. And he's drinking beer. And dad's fucking around with another girl. And it's just, it's chaos. And that's when this whole kid is just like, you know what? I got to get my mom to this doctor. Mm-hmm. And just get this shit figured out. Because I don't know where it was going, to be honest, if that didn't happen. I had this slight feeling, though, that Jamie was not going to be a pivotal character in this film. As soon as I saw them come back, I'm like, I bet you this kid leaves with his mom or something.
So this is, I feel like he's going to be back and he'll be more of a focus in the second movie. So
yeah, like a villain, maybe.
Maybe a villain, maybe him and Jimmy team up. But this also reminds me of, remember how they split the last Harry Potter into two movies?
Yeah.
So this is essentially the same thing. They split 28 years later into two movies instead of just making it 4 hours long.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. Tarantino did it for Kill Bill.
True, but Tarantino's like, I don't know. I feel like there's no way he could have fucked up the second one. And it's not like he waited 17 years to make it, you know?
Right. Kill Bill, man. Volume 1 and 2 are fucking incredible. I love both those movies. It's funny. I didn't like them at first. And then after sitting on it for a while, I was like, this is kind of a masterpiece. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same both thing here.
Movies. Yeah, so they just split it up. And that's why there's so much shit that's just unresolved. Like, there was that one girl wearing that mask, standing in the room, like waiting for Spike to return.
Yeah.
What was that about?
Couldn't tell you.
No one knew. Obviously, the baby's back. We don't know what that's going to lead to. Yeah. So this is clearly just half a movie. And that's why we're looking at it like, all right, we don't know what the fuck's happening. I guess we'll have to figure it out later. But what if this next movie isn't coming out? The whole thing would have just been a complete wash. So I don't know, man. But, you know, a few good things. What did you think about the score?
The score was great.
Yeah, I thought the score was great.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoyed that. The scenery is great. My biggest gripe is just things being unresolved and just kind of not making any sense on how something is even possible without saying movie magic.
I'm trying to give it the benefit of the doubt that this is all these explanations are being saved for the second part, but I don't know.
I bet you this. So the next movie is going to come out, and I'm hoping that it's a banger, and then we could look back and we go, okay, so 28 years later now makes sense, but we won't be able to find out until like a year from now at least, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to come out. I believe it has a release date already.
Does it? All right. Yeah, look that up real quick.
Okay, so The Bone Temple is scheduled to be released on January 16th, 2026.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So five months from now.
Okay, so less than a year apart. So yeah, they split this movie in half.
Wow, Danny Boyle isn't directing the second one.
Really?
Nia DaCosta is.
That's weird.
It was shot back to back with 28 years later. Okay.
Huh. What's the point of that? Movie confusion?
A sequel to The Bone Temple is in development.
Wait, what?
Yep.
So now we have three of them?
Apparently, yeah. And Jimmy Cillian Murphy is back.
Okay. That's pretty cool that he's back.
So they shot Years Later and The Bone Temple back to back. That's crazy.
That's nuts. So I see your point in regards to, like, it would have been a 4-hour movie. So maybe maybe I'm being too harsh on it, right?
Nope, you're not. I'm not. You're valid.
Okay, maybe I'm valid. But here's where I'm thinking that now I'm too harsh on it. Because we have all these sequels that are probably going to resolve everything that is driving me batshit fucking crazy from this first one. Like, we don't know. Fuck. We'll have to just wait and see what happens. We'll have to wait and see what the whole Jimmy thing is. We'll have to wait and see how infected are getting pregnant after, like, 28 years of evolution. See, that was one thing I was like, really? Are they evolved that much in 28 years? Because that's not a lot of time. I mean, I haven't done shit in 28 years.
Different times.
Different times, I guess. Well, maybe it's the rage virus itself. It's like, okay, now I can just turn into this new thing. Like, I can turn into this fat fucking blob on the ground, and I just crawl around eating worms.
Oh, that was kind of gross.
Yeah. Ugh. Oh, you know what they didn't explain either? The mother just waking up, killing this fucking blob-looking zombie with a plastic bag and then bashing its head against, an altar, I think?
I mean, they showed the aftermath, but that was it.
Well, no, they showed the aftermath, and they showed her doing it, but she doesn't remember doing it. So, like, her brain is, I guess, maybe so messed up that she doesn't even remember saving her and her son's life. But she did it, even though they were both dead-ass asleep. So, yeah, I don't know, man. That wasn't explained. We won't get an explanation on that because she's dead. Unless she didn't die, she's back in the next one, and she has the rage virus in her brain, and that's why she can't remember shit. I don't know. I'm just speculating here. So, they already got the thing written out. They have it already filmed, I guess. I don't know. Can we get a screener of that? What do you think?
Not after this.
No. No, not after this is right. Yeesh. Yeah, I'm really trying to give it the benefit of the doubt now, but yeah. Can you think of anything really good about it?
Yeah, the scenery.
That's it, right?
It's pretty much the only thing I really enjoyed.
Wow. That's not good. That's really not good.
Nope.
Yeah. So, sorry. I guess sorry, not sorry, but shit. Maybe just resolve a few things, I guess. Dude, I don't know. I think we should just fucking get into it.
Yes,
because
please.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Yeah, I'm over this.
I'm over this fucking movie. We've spent enough time ranting about how we don't like it. Corey, what do you think about 28 years later? Pretty sure I already know.
2 out of 5. The only reason this isn't getting 1 is because the visuals were amazing and Alfie Williams' Spike actually gave the film a pulse. Mm-hmm. He was one of the very few bright spots. Hopefully this was just a long, expensive trailer for The Bone Temple, because otherwise, what exactly was the point of this?
Exactly. So, dude, same thing with me. I was going to give this a 3 out of 5, but that ending was absolutely stupid, so it's getting 2 out of 5, and that's generous. It's clearly a setup for the next film, but that was just fucking odd. I hate that I was so excited to see this, and it was just a letdown. The story was weak and lacked any pizzazz of the first two films. CGI was odd. The camera spinning all over the place for kills felt overkill, pun intended, and everything felt unresolved. Part of me thinks the only reason why this movie was released is to set up the sequel for this. So if that never comes out, then this movie essentially is pointless. I think the only reason why I didn't give it a 1.5 is because Ralph Fiennes is amazing. And now that you bring it up, the kid that played Spike was great. But yeah, Ralph Fiennes elevates all the movies that he's in. But when he's on the screen, he's stealing the scene. He's mesmerizing. I also feel bad for Aaron Taylor-Johnson because he's a good actor, but for some reason, he just keeps getting these lead roles in stinkers like this, as well as critically panned movies like Craven. It's too bad because I'm pulling for him to be the next James Bond, and I've heard talks of him actually going in for meetings about it, but we haven't heard anything since. So I'm going to end it like this. I'm sorry, Danny Boyle, but everyone listening, you don't need to watch this one. Watch the first one, which is a masterpiece, and then feel free to watch the second one because it's fun as hell. All right, everyone, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube. Leave us a 5-star review on all podcast platforms so we can get some more exposure. Of course, tell your friends. Both our intro and outro music are courtesy of Andrew Scott Bell. Be sure to check out Andrew on all major streaming platforms. And if you see Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey on vinyl in the wild, be sure to pick it up. We're also part of the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to visit ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. They're an awesome podcast network ranging from wrestling to heavy metal, horror, all that good stuff. So check that out. Visit 30ScreamsOrLess.com for all previous episodes and transcripts to go with those episodes. Also, check out BeardOctane.com for their whole line of grooming supplies. And be sure to use the code 30Screams10 at checkout for 10% off your order. And if there's anything you want us to review, send an email to 30screamsorless@gmail.com or hit us up on social media. Use hashtag 30screamsorless. And also, we have some awesome merch for sale on our website, so definitely check that out. If you go to our website, at the very top, there's a shop link. Click that link, and you'll see all sorts of shirts, hats, mugs, things like that. If you buy it, it helps going towards our hosting costs. I'm Steve.
I'm Corey.
And thanks for listening to 30 Screams or Less. And don't forget to drink your beans. Welcome, everyone, to 30 Screams or Less, a horror movie podcast where we review horror movies in 30 minutes or less. Today's movie we're going to be reviewing is called Trash. Directed by Danny Boyle. The plot of the movie is trash.
So, for our listeners, there's actually words here, but you can't get them out.